welcome to the Live for Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast, where we talk about ways to have a happy marriage, live debt-free and financially free, to raising teenagers to be successful adults. We will dive into marriage prep, to what our guests have found that works for their marriages, and surviving those teenage years, and giving your kids lessons to be a successful adult that they may not learn in school, and how to be debt-free and reach your financial freedom goals so you have choices to retire early or to have the retirement that you want. Now, here's your host, author of Mills' Way to Richer Living book, Bruce Mills.
Good morning, everybody. Brr, it's cold here in Arizona. We moved to Arizona. We thought it was a desert and it'd be hot all the time. It's freezing this morning. Got frost on the windows. Oh my gosh. Hey, today, let's talk about live like you are in college. I was reading something in the, I can't even remember when it was now in the past, but it talked about Mark Cuban and how after he made a lot of money from selling off one of his businesses, he still wanted to live like he was in college. I love reading about Mark Cuban and Elon Musk. Elon Musk is another person who's has many, many different stories of how he lived simple early on. Rumors is he's back to living a simple life again. Who knows for sure? I know we can't believe everything we hear or see on the internet, but they both have very inspiring stories for everyone who wants to reach their financial freedom goals. Whatever your goal is. Of course, right now I'm a realtor. My goal is to help people get into the home they want or investment property they want. But to do that, we all have to have our money in line. We have to be working towards our financial freedom goals. Now, of course, it wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't give you my disclaimer. As always, I'm not giving you any financial advice. And you should seek advice from your professional advisors to see what's best for your situation. Remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. Now, before we talk more about live like you're in college, let's take a quick commercial break. Hey everyone, just a quick break so I can tell you about our show sponsor for today. Welcome back. Now let's talk more about living like you're in college. You know, it isn't as easy as I say, live like you're in college. Maybe you didn't even go to college. But when we start out in life, remember what it was like? Remember when you didn't have much money to start with? That's why most people probably started. I know I did. You don't have much in your checking accounts or brokerage accounts, or even if you have a brokerage account. I know right now our boys, they're 17 and 21, so they should be starting to learn about money since Darlene and myself's been pushing money on them and money lessons for years and years and years. But they still, they get $20 in their wallet and it's burning a hole in their wallet. They want to spend it as soon as they can. I sure wish I would have continued to live like I was in college when, you know, over the last 30 years. But you start making more money and it's funny, all of a sudden your expenses go up. You seem to spend all that extra money you're making. Boy, if I could go back in time, we all say that, I would have bought Google. But you know, I think of all the money I would have now if I would have lived like I was in college the last 30 years. We definitely would have hit our financial freedom goals a long time ago. You know, in my early years, I had furniture that was given to me. I even used milk crates for end tables. I got this desk from Han Industries, and it was a scratch and dent, and I want to say I maybe paid $25 for it. I can't remember for sure. And I still have that desk to this day. I'm making this podcast on that desk. I have file cabinets back in the day. You know, so our furniture, whenever we did buy furniture, we bought it cheap if we did buy something. But it worked for us. We got by. We still had fun. We still enjoyed life. But something happened when we started making more money. And all of a sudden, we started buying nicer furniture, nicer houses, nicer cars, bigger trips. And it's easy to justify that stuff in your head. Besides getting nicer clothes. Oh my gosh. When starting out, most people don't have fancy clothes. Most don't go on big trips, let alone be able to have a large house. I had a friend of mine that made twice the amount of money that I did. He could have lived in a huge house, but instead, here's some of the things he did. First thing he did, he would rent a room in whatever town he lived in from some coworker or friend or somebody he met on the internet to save money instead of buying a house at the time. Second, he would drive a used car, last time I saw him, that he had bought cheap and had like 175,000 miles on it. Again, he made a lot of money. He could have had a nice car. I think of Steve Jobs, how I hear stories of him living simple too. Third, he didn't take big vacations each year. He was trying to save as much as he could, to invest as much as he could. Fourth, if you saw him, he didn't wear fancy clothes or Rolex watches. You know, he still looked nice to be able to take care of his position he had in the corporate world. Fifth thing, he didn't need pieces of fancy furniture or fancy clothes or, you know, if he needed any of that stuff, he would go to places like Goodwill or maybe Craigslist or check out garage sales instead of buying brand new fancy stuff. Needless to say, he had over $3 million in his investment accounts by the time he was 50. And most of you probably would say, oh, that's probably not that much money. But I wonder how many people that are listening to me right now, let me know. I'd love to hear if anybody's listening right now to this message. How many people have over $3 million by age 50 and are debt-free? He had reached his financial freedom goals. He was able to retire on his own terms. And then he did work because he loved work and he loved helping people. So he would do, you know, side consulting jobs on the side when he wanted to work. My friend actually bought a small house in his hometown and he's enjoying spending time doing what he wants to do now. Spends a lot of time with his grandkids, his kids, his family, his friends. Then you have my boys. They love to tell me that they're needing to enjoy life now because when they get older, they're going to have to work. You know, and they just want to enjoy life now. Isn't that what most people are probably saying? Then later in life, people make more money and they don't have good habits to live like they were living still in college, so they end up spending more on expenses as their income grows. As I'm a prime example, I've helped people with their debt problems and budgeting in the past. I've helped coach people to reach their financial freedom goals. I've helped people with their insurance needs, and now I'm helping people with their real estate needs. With most everyone I've worked with, it comes down to most people have poor discipline and poor financial habits. Now, there's so much temptation on TV, radio, podcasts, billboards, and other places to make you feel like you need to spend money. we all have our own temptations. Right now, our couch has rips in it. Our chairs, our car's 15 years old. It has like 166,000 miles on it. We have a window in our house that, you know, you see rust in the glass panes, like water's leaked in and that. Yeah, it'd be nice to replace it, but it still works. But we have our own struggles with living like we're in college, going back to that time so we can get more secure in our finances. Now, we do live debt-free, and we've been debt-free for over 11 years now. But there's still those temptations. Shoot, if you're a golfer, the golf blogs, the golf magazines, the golf commercials make you feel like you need that new driver to hit it further, straighter, longer. Ugh. Another temptation, especially the older we get, because we have pains. I know I have pains, is medical spending. Remember my disclaimer, I'm not giving you any medical advice or financial advice. But for us, the older we get, every time we get a new pain in our body, we think about going to see a doctor. Our medical expenses have been high. Who knows what is right? But one of our kids now keeps wanting to see the doctor for different things to get fixed. He doesn't have any money saved up. He's just going to go further in debt. His doctors don't care about his financial situation. They just want their money. My dad did live like he was in college his whole life. When it came to spend on medical bills to home expenses, he was a good role model. I just didn't pick up on it. I'm a slow learner, I guess. Oh, man. My goal would be able to live off 3% withdrawal rate when Dar completely retires. She's part-time right now for insurance. You know, we live, like I said, debt-free. We work really hard to be within our budget. I feel we can adjust that budget even tighter if we need to. If our businesses take off, Millsway.com and Live4.club podcast take off, she could retire sooner and help me with both of them possibly. You know, if we really cranked our budget really, really tight and lived like we were in college, she could probably retire now. If you want to explore buying a home in Arizona, if you want to explore buying investment property in Arizona, if that's right for you, why not contact me today? I am an Arizona realtor. Also, I can help you with my coaching services. I just want to help people have less stress about their financial future or their retirement plans and spend more time enjoying life. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results, by Albert Einstein. I would also say the definition of insanity is believing you can live a financial, responsible life without tracking how you're doing, without having a budget, without having goals. I like following others who track their finances and compare them to ours. I also enjoy helping people with their finances and goals. We want to give our boys the best chance to have their money last them through their retirement years, to help them reach their financial freedom goals. They need to live somewhat with a frugal mindset, spend less money than they make so they can invest towards their financial freedom goals. They need to live like they're in college, maybe most of their life. The boys may need to put off, you know, let's say Netflix or buying that new cell phone or a new video game or going to the movies or big vacations with friends until they're on the path to financial freedom. Now, here's some positive quotes I like. One, get your money to work for you as hard as you work for it, by Napoleon Hill. Another, one, make money. Two, use that money to make more money. Three, repeat the process, by Warren Buffett. Next one, there's no way to happiness. Happiness is a path, by Buddha. And last one, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life by Wayne Dyer. You know, another person to read his story is about Gary V. About he was working when his friends in his 20s were going out partying. He was working, getting that education and saving money. And now look at Gary V. Check it out. I challenge you. So let me know your thoughts about this podcast. Please let me know of other subjects you'd like me to talk about in the future. I like talking about personal finance, kids, family, and real estate. I feel we can learn from each other. This is why I want to help people reach their goals, retire early, enjoy life more, be less stressed, be more successful. So don't give up on your dreams. Don't let others talk you out of your dreams. Make your dreams happen. Make it happen today. Be sure to check out my books on Amazon.com. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Live For Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast with Bruce Mills. Be sure to check back every Thursday for a new Live For podcast at anchor.fm, Apple Podcast, Breaker, Google Podcast, Radio Public, Spotify, and more coming. Or go to millsway.com or liveFor.club. Please support this podcast at anchor.fm/liveFor or millsway.com or paypal.me/millsway. If you want to be a guest on the show, email us at bruce@millsway.com. Thanks, and have a great day.